If you could turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. I don't really have a missions message for you, but it's something that can be applied to the life of a servant. And it's something that a servant, as servants of Christ, as a witness of Christ, we all need to be focused on in a world that can be ugly. And it's really easy for us to be focused on some ugly things in this world and really let that sap up our attention and let that just really drain a lot of spiritual energy that could be put in other places. You can spend too much time on these and be depressed by the end of the day. It's really important where our minds are settled as Christians. Really, I believe where our minds are settled and what we are thinking on really affects us as a witness. If we are thinking on the right things, I believe we give a better testimony of Christ and we make Christianity seem more attractive. And so I want us to look at Philippians chapter 4. In the context of this, Paul is writing to the church at Philippi. In chapter 4, he's specifically addressing a confrontation between two sisters in Christ, Eutychus and Syntyche. There's been a big blow up there, and people are upset, people are mad, and Paul is writing here to try and kind of adjust course to the thinking of the whole church. And one of the things that he says right off in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4 is there's been a blow up in the church. There's been a huge disagreement. There's this trouble in the church. And what does he say in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4? Rejoice in the Lord. You know, we can get so caught up in the things that are going wrong in this world, the things that are going wrong in our relationships and our friendships. We can get so caught up in all those things and we lose our need to rejoice in the Lord. Friends, we need to rejoice in the Lord. We have so many things to be thankful for. The ability that we had to get in our car and come to church and walk in here to the building to sit in a wonderful air-conditioned room and see other brothers and sisters in Christ and enjoy that fellowship. Friends, that's something to rejoice in. That's something to be thankful for. And Paul's saying, hey, rejoice in the Lord. And he says, not only does he just say it once, he says, and again, I say rejoice. He's saying, hey, this is important. My dad, he would always tell me things three times. When he would give me a job to do, he would always tell me three times. He would say, I'm leaving for town. When I come back, I want you to have the dishes done, the house picked up, and your homework done, and your room cleaned. I said, okay, Dad, I got it. And he would go, he would get his things in his room, his car keys and stuff. He'd come back out. He's like, now I want the dishes done, your homework done, and your room cleaned by the time I get back. Okay, Dad, I got it. He would get to the door. Room, dishes, homework. Okay, Dad, I got it. Why would he do that? Did he think that I was forgetful? No, I think he knew what I knew I needed to get done, but he was trying to make an emphasis that you better have this done. And here I believe Paul is telling us the importance for us to keep a rejoicing spirit in this life. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Another interesting word is that word always. Rejoice in the Lord always. Boy, in all paths. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. But then it says here in verse 5, it says, let your moderation be known unto all men. That word moderation gives us the idea of gentleness. Let your gentleness be known unto all men. When I was studying this passage, I started to think about a documentary I saw one time about a lion pride, where two prides of lions clashed. One lion pride really started attacking, and they were actually targeting the young, the babies of the other lion pride. And one mom grabbed her baby, and if you've ever seen a lion grab their baby, they grab them by the neck, put their whole head in their mouth, and they just take off. This lioness took off with her baby, and I'm just watching this. This baby's body is just flapping all around as the mom is just taking off in an effort to save her baby. And I'm thinking, you know, when I'm stressed, when I'm up on a roof and I don't like to be there, my teeth are chomped down, and I'm thinking that baby's dead. If that lioness is like me, well, the mother gets the baby to safety, and she let the baby out of her mouth, and the baby just starts jumping around. The baby was fine. And it was amazing that in that extreme pressure, with all of that anxiety and all of that pressure and danger, that mother still practiced such gentleness with her baby. She did not let her moderation get away. She kept a level head. She was calm, and she got her baby to safety. And she didn't hurt her baby trying to get her baby to safety. Let your moderation be known unto who? Unto all men, to those in church, to those in your family, to those who are your neighbors, to those on the road. We are in a travel trailer, and I have really had a lot of sympathy grow for truckers and for people driving big rigs now that we've been driving a travel trailer, because people just are not considerate of people with heavy loads. And guys will pull in front of me and hit their brakes trying to hit an exit, and I can't slow down like I do when I just have my Suburban. But now that I have this big trailer on the back, I've got to slow down, and it's really easy for me to get frustrated with people. And I've had to practice my moderation. I've had to realize, you know, they don't know. They don't know the stuff that I have to look out for, and I have to look out for them. But friends, we can watch people, we can see people, and we can judge people, and we can say, you know, that person is, he's pretty angry today. He's got a bad attitude, when we have no idea what they've gone through that day. And we need to be careful about how we react to the attitude that they are bringing to any encounter that we may have with them. Whether it be a lady who's upset at the cash register, you just never know what people may face. And so as Christians, we need to let our moderation, we need to let our gentleness be known unto all men. And then it says here in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 5, the Lord is at hand. Now I've heard two views of this, and I believe they both work. Some people say the Lord is at hand because God could come back at any time, and so we don't want to be caught with being upset and being angry and not being gentle. But then the Lord is at hand, I've also seen interpreted as being the Lord is there. The Lord is here with you. And either one is something that we could apply to our lives. The Lord is with us. The Lord is right there with us. He's there. And from him, we can draw the strength that we need to let our moderation take hold in this life and to be gentle with all men. So it says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. And then it says here, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. It says, be careful for nothing. Basically, it means don't be anxious. Don't lose your head. Kind of going in hand with let your moderation be known unto all men. Don't be anxious. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Prayer gives us the idea of we are praying to keep us away from something. Lord, keep me away from something. Keep me from evil. Keep me from temptation. Keep me from harm. Supplication would be entreating the Lord of a need in your heart. Lord, I need encouragement. Lord, I need help. I need a friend. I need someone to just fellowship with. Entreating the Lord for a need you have in your heart. We need this bill met. But it says here, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, what does it say? Let your requests be made known unto God. You have trouble, don't be anxious, but how are we not to be anxious? By praying. And it's amazing how we can go through